I'm Britta Riley, and this is where I live, Brooklyn, New York. Lots of cement, lots of people, lots of snow, not a lot of farms. This is what I like to eat, fresh food, mostly vegetables. And this is where I get a lot of my food. I have no idea where most of it comes from. But I do know where some of my food comes from. In fact, it comes from a window in my apartment. This is my window farm. It's a vertical hydroponic garden made out of water bottles, tubing, an air pump, and some hydroponic supplies. Most of this stuff I got out of the recycling bin at my apartment building and at my local hardware store. Not only do I know where this food came from, I know exactly what nutrients fed the plants that I'm eating. And I grew the plants up from seed myself. The window farm works because an air pump generates a little bubble at the bottom of a tube submerged in the nutrient-rich water. The bubble carries a column of water on top of it, and it rises up through the tube and spurts out the top. Then the water trickles back down through all of these bottles. I'm no longer the only window farmer. In fact, in the 6 months since I launched the Window Farms project with some friends here in New York, people are building window farms and growing their own food in the heart of cities all around the world. They've been downloading instructions that are available for free on windowfarms.org. After they build their systems, they join in a mass collaboration online. Together, we all identify issues with the window farm systems, propose solutions, and test techniques for how to best grow different kinds of plants. Whereas NASA is researching how to grow vegetables on the space station, we're researching how to grow food in the unlikely conditions of city windows. R&DIY, or research and develop it yourself. Through the insights of window farmers, the designs keep evolving. Look at my first system. Wow, it was pretty janky, but it kind of worked. Andy and Hugh improved stability and performance by screwing the bottles together and testing new pumps. Jackson suggested using the more efficient air pump technique. Ian solved the noise problem by making something like a gun silencer out of a vitamin bottle. Nico added LED grow lights. And teams in Italy, Finland, Hong Kong, and Spain are translating the designs for their local materials and languages. With each improvement, it's easier for the next person who joins to build a window farm. So now we have a multidisciplinary team of hackers, foodies, teachers, gardeners, all around the world collaborating online to solve one of the biggest problems facing our environment. How to supply fresh local food to people in cities.